Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, everybody. I'm Meg Scher, the director of the David M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, and I'm here with Leslie Battis, the assistant director of the Norfolk Library. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Meg.
We're going to start today's show by talking about book clubs. Leslie, which book clubs do you have happening at the Norfolk Library?
We have a few. The first one that we have is a book group that is led by a paid professional. You've probably heard of him in the area. It's Mark Scarborough.
Oh, of course.
Yes. And the group has been meeting for about 15 years now, and
wow,
they've read almost 200 books.
That's amazing.
Mark was a professor of literature, and he brings a wealth of knowledge to each book that he picks for the group. And he picks really interesting books, I have to say. During COVID, the book group moved online, as many did, and they acquired readers from all over the world. So the book group is still online in two sessions.
Cool.
So that it can accommodate the international audience and then the audience here in the northwest corner. And starting in January, they're reading what he calls their big winter novel, and that is in all caps. This year it is, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just giggling. That's all.
This year the book is The Wind-Up Chronicles by Murakami, and it's discussed in three sessions. And then after that, the book group goes to Finland, not really, and they'll read books by Finnish authors through August. And then we have another interesting series that we partner with the Land Trust for. It's called Books and Boots, and folks read a book, and then they discuss it on a short local hike. And in the winter, it becomes Books and Booties, and they sit by our fire in the Great Hall and discuss the book. So they haven't picked a book yet, but they'll be doing that in January.
Nice.
And then last but not least, we are planning on starting a fiction book group in February after a long, long hiatus. How about you, Meg?
So for about a year and a half, we've been doing a banned book club with the Falls Village Equity Group, which has been really wonderful. We last read To Kill a Mockingbird, and it was really great to revisit that. So we meet every other month, the first Friday of the month at 4 p.m. We're going to meet in January on the 10th of January to give people a little time to recover after the holidays. Mm-hmm. And we're reading Jodi Picoult's My Sister's Keeper, which I'm very excited about. That's one of her books I haven't read. So I'm really looking forward to that. And something that we're trying to encourage at The Hunt is for book groups who maybe aren't, you know, a program of the library, but book groups that meet independently to utilize our space, trying to get more community groups into the library for various reasons. So the Falls Village Gardeners run a winter book club. They meet at the library. This is their second year, and they just decided on their dates. They're first going to meet Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m., and they will be reading The Garden Against Time in Search of a Common Paradise by Olivia Lang. So if anybody in Falls Village or the larger community has a book club and they're looking for a place to meet, we would love to have them, and they can stop in and talk to me anytime. Leslie, I'm curious to know what book recommendations, what you've been reading.
Well, the books that are the mostest, as I like to say, for us have been The Gray Wolf by Louise Penny and Eleanor of Avignon by Elizabeth Delozier. And then, of course, the Serviceberry by Robin Wall Kimmerer has been really popular here. How about for you?
So also Louise Penny. For sure. We have two copies and we have lines for both of them.
Yes.
Also, Kristen Hannah's The Women has been very, you know, still continues to be very requested. I know there are people who have been on the list for a long time waiting for that to come in.
Wow.
We also just got The Serviceberry and people are excited about that. The Falls Village Gardeners Book Club will be reading that for their third book of their series. So those are similar books for us for sure. And what are some book recommendations that you have to share?
Well, I read a light book that I very much enjoyed, and it was called Love You a Latke by Amanda Elliott.
Oh, fun.
It was. It was a fun light book. It had a great romance in it, nothing too steamy, but I really enjoyed learning more about Hanukkah and the food traditions. And it was light but very good read. And then I also have read Eleanor Avignon, and that was a really good book. It's a historical fiction with a focus on medicine, and it's set in Provence in 1347, right when the Black Death comes in. So you would think it would be horrible, which it is in a way, but it was also fascinating, had good characters, and a nice little love story also.
Oh, wonderful. We have that at our library, and I don't think anyone has checked it out, so maybe I will have to be the first so that I can start recommending it to people. I love that.
How about you?
I recently read Ina Garten's memoir, Be Ready When the Luck Happens. It's been on the New York Times bestsellers list since it came out, and I really enjoyed that. You really heard Ina's voice. I was very impressed by what a good writer she is and how much of her personality comes out through her writing. And it was fascinating to read the story of how she got to be where she is and what her journey into cooking was like. And I guess I didn't know very much about that. So it was really interesting and wonderful to learn. And I mentioned in a couple of our previous shows that I've gotten really into listening to nonfiction audiobooks. So yes. I just listened to The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. Which has been on my to-read list for years, but I find myself often sticking to the new section in the library so that I can recommend things to people as they come in. Mm-hmm. And so it was nice to have a way to get into some of the older stuff. And I found that book to be both fascinating and horrifying. To learn about how, and even still today, people's cells and tissues are used for scientific research without their permission.
I read that book and I was really, same with you. It was fascinating and so startling that this had happened and it probably still happens. So good read.
Yes, I really enjoyed that. And it was 15 or 18 hours long. And I was listening, with rapt attention and trying to get there before my audiobook holds gave out. And I managed to do it, and I felt very accomplished.
Good for you.
Thank you. Leslie, what are some things that are coming up at the library?
Well, December can be a quieter month for us, but we do have a couple of events. One is a teen gingerbread house decorating. And that's on Friday, December 13th at 6 p.m. The Teen Council has already put together the houses, and they are ready for their makeover. The decorated houses will be displayed at the library, and community members will vote for the three best gingerbread houses. Fierce competition for bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, December 28th at 5 p.m., our Music Among Neighbors concert series features the Michael Cobb Trio. The performers include Michael Cobb, Ben Herzog, and Rip Westmoreland. And the instruments include guitar, harmonica, mandolin, bass, and vocals. The group will perform Songs That Warm the Spirit, which I love that title.
Me too.
Yeah. How about you, Meg?
We are also a little quieter in December. I find that people are so busy, it's better to not schedule a lot. So I agree with you about that. We have a bid, but we have a busy weekend this weekend that I'm really looking forward to. So on Saturday, December 14th, we have a drop-in DIY ornaments and wrapping paper workshop for kids from 10:30 to 12:30 at the library. The Christmas tree lighting in Falls Village takes place that same evening. So the idea is that you can make an ornament for your tree or for the town tree. And kids have really enjoyed coming in and making their own stuff at the library. So that's fun. And we're doing something new this year in collaboration with the Falls Village Rec Commission, which I'm excited about. But so at 4 o'clock at the Center on Main, which is at 103 Main Street in Falls Village, we're having what we're calling a holiday extravaganza. So we're tacking on to the tree lighting, which will happen at 5, with an hour of community music and readings beforehand. So we have a couple, Emily, the rec director, and I were talking about how to kind of bulk up the tree lighting and get a little more community spirit. And so I'm excited to have, we have a couple of different poem readers. We have a couple of different bands playing. And there's some kids involved, which I'm really excited about. So that'll happen from 4 to 5 at the Center on Main, and then hopefully everyone will troop outside together for a couple of carols and the tree lighting. Santa arrives on a fire truck, which is always really fun. And then everybody moves back into the center for hot cocoa and pictures with Santa, and it's a really wonderful community event.
That sounds awesome. What a great time for the whole community to get together.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And it's always nice, you know, to ask people to share their talents is really wonderful, and to have people that you wouldn't expect pop out of the woodwork and on offer to do that. I really enjoy that for sure. And one other thing that we're doing in December, I mean, we have a number of children's programs happening during winter break, which I'm very excited about. We have a foam stamping workshop on the 27th. We have a bunny story time in January. So stay tuned for our winter break programming. But on December 18th, which is a Wednesday at 10 a.m., which is the time the library is normally closed, so we're going to open the doors for a mindfulness and meditation class with Allie Lyons, who is a Falls Villager. And she's going to do a couple of short meditations, a little talk about the benefits of meditation and mindfulness, and give some time for question and answer. And when I was thinking about this program, my thought around it was to give people an opportunity to take a break from the hecticness of the holidays and this month, and just take an hour to, you know, so often we think about doing these things in the new year, but how nice it would be to kind of gather these kinds of skills and slow down at a time when it's so busy.
That's a great idea also.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're going to, you know, it's hard to meditate at the library when it's open. So we're going to do that on Wednesday at 10 a.m. on December 18th when it's closed. You don't have to register. You can just show up and we'll be there. And I'm really looking forward to that. Allie's a yoga teacher at the local studio, and I've taken a bunch of classes with her. So I'm looking forward to learning some meditation from her also.
Very good.
Well, Leslie, as always, it's been wonderful to chat with you.
Likewise, and we will chat again in the new year.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.